Not everyone knows that there are graves behind the church. An amazing church, by the way.
Yes, Vertignolles has a lovely little church, built on the remains of the old Gothic chapel of St. Michael.
I imagine you're particularly fond of the winged statues above the entrance portal.
You're very perceptive, Manon.
So, the graves, New Zealand ones according to the inscriptions, and the fern, of course.
20 graves, to be precise. One German, and the others are New Zealanders. All these men died in the fighting on the Lekenoi Road, a nearby fortified town that was liberated by the New Zealanders.
The Kiwis. Poppy talks about them in his diary. He met some of them. I remember him saying that he found their accent hard to understand.
The liberation of Lekenoi was one of the first actions to be carried out exclusively by the Kiwi Expeditionary Force, which comprised 100,000 men in all, or 10% of the entire population of the country.
That's an incredible number of men, and to think that they came from the other side of the world. Anyway, tell me who this man Nicholas was. I imagine there's a good reason that you've brought me here to his grave.
Henry James Nicholas. Today, he's a national hero, a symbol of peace for the New Zealand nation, although he's a figure who was only very recently rediscovered by his family when they found his medal.
That's really quite amazing, isn't it?
He was an amateur boxer. He was on guard duty at a bridge very close to here when he was shot and killed by a German patrol on the 23rd of October 1918. He had enrolled as a volunteer in February 1916 and had been decorated twice, receiving both the Victoria Cross and the Military Medal, which would make him an icon in his far-off island state. The city of Christchurch, where he was born, erected a statue to him in 2007.
And what did he get his medals for?
The Military Medal for an action he performed right here in the Cambrai sector, and he got his Victoria Cross at Passchendaele.
In Belgium.
Yes, in December 1917, he was leading a machine gun unit attacking a fortified position. He ended up rushing it alone, killing the NCO in command, overcoming the remainder of the garrison and capturing a machine gun, an act of bravery which he came out of alive and for which he was given the honour of being received by King George V at Buckingham Palace.
Poppy would have been impressed by that. When I was little, he was always talking to me about the king and the queen. I miss him, you know.
I know.